The rights of women and girls also were on the agenda at this weekend's Washington meeting of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. That focus was on the right to an education. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
In sub-Saharan Africa, more than half of girls do not make it through primary school. In South Asia, more than 40% of teenage girls from poor households haven't completed the first grade. Yet development experts say educating girls is one of the best ways to reduce poverty.
The lack of girls' education around the world is a disease with a known cure, and a known cure that pays off significantly.
Jean Sperling's the author of the latest major study listing the benefits: smaller, healthier families, lower child mortality, faster economic growth, and lower risk of HIV/AIDS. 2 years ago, donors at the World Bank IMF spring meetings launched what they called the Fast Track Initiative. They vowed that if developing countries came up with sound, credible plans for educating all children, they'd get the necessary funds. That hasn't happened. Agnes van Ardena, Minister for International Development from the Netherlands, says her country is giving its fair share and plans to kick in more.
Backed by strong popular support at home, we are committed to tripling our support for education in the coming 3 years to 600 million euros a year. But what about the rest of the donor community?
As a share of their GDP, contributions from other wealthy countries, including the U.S., Germany, Italy, and Japan, are far smaller. Max Lucen of Oxfam International says the goal of educating all the world's children is achievable.
Well, overall, educating the world's children would cost about $5.6 billion, which, to give you some idea, is the equivalent of 1 month's expenditure in Iraq.
Norway's international development minister, Hilde Johnson, puts it another way.
$5.6 billion US dollars is one-third of what is spent on video games every year.
But currently, donors are giving just $1.4 billion annually. 12 poor countries have now cleared the necessary hurdles and been accepted into the Fast Track Initiative, but all will get millions less than they need. They include Niger, where only about 8% of women can read. World Bank President James Wolfensohn chided wealthy countries, saying the bank's been embarrassed by the shortage of funds.
And now is the moment of truth. We've gone through all the preliminaries. We've made all the excuses.
Wolfensohn pointed to World Bank estimates that countries spend around $900 billion a year on defense and only $60 billion on foreign aid. And only a fraction of that goes to education.
I do think that this imbalance is just so obviously ludicrous we need to focus on the causes of conflict and the causes of instability. And one of the principal causes, if not the principal cause of all this, is education and opportunity.
Which, he says, must be provided. The United States has contributed $5 million to the Fast Track Initiative, but it spends $300 million per year on education in developing countries. Non-governmental organizations say it ought to give more, and last week, New York Democrat Hillary Clinton promised to introduce legislation that would dramatically boost aid to global education. But she admitted that with the budget deficit swelling and the need for more education spending in the U.S., it would be a tough sell. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.